another 15, 20 minutes, and I promise I'm going to go to Chris, Evan, Rob, Jerry, Peggy. I think I'll just go to you in the next segment with Greg Palast. Sean Stone's coming on. We've got joining us George Norrie. And we're in the 48-hour broadcast here, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting until Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. Greg, you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment, too. Long segment coming up. We have a lot of breaks at the end and start of the hour. That's the basic radio clock here in the U.S. But I understand you say, you know, it's bad for us where this is going. But we see in Europe them squeezing trillions out of people, saying it's their debt when it's really banker bailouts. They're putting more of the banker bailout money in derivatives again. Where are they planning on taking this? I mean, I see articles where the banks brag they've conquered the world.
China. I'll just tell you what happened. So Paul the Vulture Singer, by the way, he was the guy that grabbed the bonds of Greece. And when the European Central Bank said, well, we have to bail out the banks, he said, okay, you bail them out and you give them their 20 cents on the dollar. But I don't believe in bailouts. I believe in 100%. And he got he paid about 10 cents on the dollar for the bonds, and they gave just him, out of 8,000 people, they gave him 100%. And you know who was his silent partner? I have the documents. That's what came out in Nation today. Mr. Mitt Romney got a piece of that rip on Greece. But that was nothing. They went and grabbed the auto parts division of General Motors, Delphi. They bought the company for 67 cents through a flim-flam. I can explain that. But they got it for 67 cents. Then the federal government said, then they told the federal government and TARP and General Motors, you give us $12 billion or we shut you down. And one of the Treasury guys said, what do you mean you'll shut us down? He said, there are no steering wheels or steering columns for your cars in America. We have all of them, and you will be shut down. And the CEO of GM at the time said, yeah, we can go about 24 hours. Even their inventory was held at Delphi. These sharks, these vulture funds, these three billionaires said, give us $12 billion or we destroy. We literally shut down the U.S. auto industry. And they even provided a study. Paul the Vulture Singer actually handed them a study, said, here's exactly how you're going to all go down the tubes, and General Motors and Chrysler are going to have to be liquidated. So Obama didn't tell you this, nor did Romney, that these guys got their ransom money. The head of the auto task force said it was extortion, but they wrote the check with your money, $6 billion from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation of the U.S. government, $6 billion from General Motors, which was at the time 80% owned by the public, and it was all 100% of his TARP money. They took that $12 billion. Three guys put $4 billion in their pockets. $4 billion, okay? And one of them, Paul the Vulture Singer, who made $1.3 billion, had a silent partner who had only a tiny piece. But the silent partner is named Ann Romney, wife of, her so-called blind trust. Except it wasn't so blind, because if I can find it, you don't think Mitt Romney, who is CEO of a hedge fund, can find this stuff where his own wife's money is? He knew it. He got it. And our calculation, which we put on the cover of Nation magazine today, and I've gotten not one objection that we have one number wrong, the minimum take by the Romney family on less than $1 million investment is $15 million profit. And more likely, are you ready for this? The Romneys made, by our best calculation, $115 million from that auto.
Tell you what, stay there. Sometime when we play music going out and we don't hit a button, it cuts your audio off. So I want you to come back and repeat and recap that. Again, the Skype crosses over with the audio, and then it becomes a big conspiracy theory that we're cutting people's audio off. We're working hard on that, though. We'll be right back with Greg Palast with his bombshell to recap what he was just covering there. I'm Alex Jones. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us. We are into the fourth hour of broadcast today. And, yeah, we've done it for 5 years. This is the fifth annual Money Bomb. You know, if NPR can go and get government funding and take it at gunpoint from you, that the IRS will come with guns and then have anti-family, anti-America, pro-globalist garbage. One day a year, this now 48 hours, we're going to do it Thursday and Friday, we can broadcast and say, hey, we want to set up the TV network we've basically completed that reaches millions a week. We want to put it out on free-to-air satellite and a bunch of other systems, but that takes a lot of expensive equipment. And listeners say they want to help us, and they are right now. So go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and take action. I talked about learned helplessness. I talked about the fact that people have gotten so submissive and that people can see someone run over in the street and no one helps them. People can see a woman being raped. No one helps them. It's a spectator action where everyone knows things are collapsing, but they either think they can't change it or they don't see themselves as leaders. Well, spreading the word about this radio/TV show, spreading the word about PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see all the films and watch the nightly show and read my book and Paul Watson's book, donating during the once-a-year Money Bomb, that is what has helped us do this. I mean, InfoWars is a treasure. The guest, the breaking news, the information, we're teleprompter free, we're talking points free. You really are getting a real debate, a real discussion here. We understand what the globalists are doing. We understand their end game and their plan. And if you would like to support us and really stand side by side with us, economically, that's the way to go. $10, $100, those of you that have the capacity, $1,000, $10,000, sometimes it's those big donations that make it all possible. I mean, this is literally going to contribute towards the equipment and the systems we need to go to that next level. Just 5 years ago, I was reaching $3 million a week. Now it's $15 million. So we're going all out here and doing this, and it's by free association. We don't come with a gun and make you donate. You got PayPal, credit card donations, all of it. We've got eBay auctions. We've got the video feeds for everybody, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We've got all these amazing guests, the full roster of guests. It's all up at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and send this link out to everyone you know. Send this link out to everyone you know, ladies and gentlemen, out to all the people that are out there. That's a big thing you can do, and tell people about this special 48-hour transmission that's taking place right now. Now, recap. Your audio got cut off there at the end, Greg, going to break. Start over. Recap it all. Your big article in The Nation magazine, Mitt Romney's bailout bonanza, that which they're not denying. And we know that, this is just his so-called blind trust. Break down what this means and what they did to get this money so we understand the, quote, entrepreneurial, you know, free market stuff that Romney claims he's pushing. Sounds like crony insider looting to me, or what I would call piracy.
Yeah, well, in fact, the full story is in the book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. But here's the deal. Mitt Romney, silent partner with three giant hedge funds, which are called vulture funds. I didn't give them that name. They're called vulture funds. These billionaires, three billionaires, went in and bought Delphi, which is was the Delco Auto Parts division of General Motors. They bought Delphi, the auto parts division of GM, for 67 cents a share for next to nothing. They then turned around and told the federal government and General Motors, you are out of business tomorrow unless we get $12 billion. When you talk about piracy, Alex, this is exactly, it was literally ransom. They just said, we will shut you down. They had all of the steering columns that are used in every car plant in America. By the way, that includes Honda. That includes Chrysler, Toyota. But GM had zero inventory. They'd have shut down. They would have disappeared, not just gone bankrupt. They would have been liquidated. They'd have lost a million jobs. So what happened was the General Motors and the U.S. Treasury said, we give up. Even though one of their insiders called it extortion, they wrote the check for $12 billion from the taxpayer pockets. Each of those three billionaires made $1 billion more each. They're already billionaires, but now they got $1 billion each. They each made a $1 million contribution to Mitt Romney, and one of them, Paul the Vulture Singer, as he's known, had a silent partnership, an LLC, set up with Ann Romney, Mitt's dearest. And the Romneys made, at absolute minimum, $15 million on less than $1 million investment. But it looks like, from our figures, a good $115 million, the Romneys, off of this takedown from the auto bailout money. 100% from the taxpayer. And listen to this, Alex. Everyone makes a big deal about how GM was saved. What happened to Delphi Auto Parts? 25,000 production worker jobs. You know how many there are left in America, Alex, out of the 25,000?
How many?
Zero. Zero, Alex. They moved every plant. Alex, they had 29 plants. They moved 28 to China.
No, I knew that. In fact, of $22 million in the bailout money, they moved them to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. That was even in mainstream news. But I mean, it's so crazy because it's not just that they want to make profits. They want to destroy this country. And yeah. It's bipartisan. And then Mitt Romney and others are almost completely tax exempt. If I went with a little bit of money and tried to set up a bank account in the Caymans, the IRS would come and arrest me.
Well, they just selectively enforce. Alex, I want to straighten that out. They didn't move the Delphi money to the Caymans. They moved the Delphi money to the Isle of Jersey, which is a tax haven in the English Channel.
Sure.
So get that one correct. It went to the so I tracked them down to the Isle of Jersey. I started this story hunting for these guys in the Congo when I saw Ann Romney's name. I go, Ann Romney? What? How'd this happen? So there's layers and layers of financial covering and shells. Because it's in Ann Romney's name, Mitt did not have to make a full disclosure. And why didn't the Democrats, by the way, blow the whistle on this? Who was the guy that was bargaining with them? A guy named Stevie Ratner, or as I call him, Stevie the Rat. Steve Ratner was paying million-dollar bribes to the controller of the state of New York. The controller went to jail for 4 years. Stevie's bad men went to jail for 3 years. What did Stevie do? He got a medal from the president for negotiating this deal with Romney's boys. So everyone's getting a piece. You know how much Stevie the Rat is worth? He's worth $200 million through bribery. Head of another hedge fund called Quadrangle. Now, yes, the SEC said, oh, that's not nice. We're going to bar you from ever, handling a hedge fund again. So now he's in charge of Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg's money. This guy is worth $250 million. He's the guy bargaining with the $250 million man, Mitt Romney, and Mitt's billionaires. These guys are each worth about $3 to $10 billion.
Yeah, so Romney is their minion. And so is Obama, and now they're all above the law, and they've gotten their regulators in everywhere and in all the other big countries, and now they've announced a global corporate government where they're above the law and don't pay taxes, but they're going to tell us we're lazy, cut benefits, raise our taxes, and give all our money to themselves, and where they're going to live in big armored redoubts against the public as the rest of the world goes into a road warrior scenario.
You know, Alex, this is why I wrote Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, because it's also the reason why I can't get on mainstream, because if the foxhole guys don't like me because I take after Republicans, MSDNC won't like me because I go after the Democrats. And so I appreciate the fact that you have no favors and no friends to anyone and will let me on the air. You know, like I say, I'm mainstream in the rest of the world, but here I'm Alex Stream, and I do appreciate it very much. I've got to go. They're screaming at me that I have to get back to work on my get back to the investigation.
No, I actually heard people trying to talk to you during the break. Hey, thank you so much, Greg Palast. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
There he goes. Yeah, I mean, we're not perfect, but we're 100% independent. I am right here. I mean, I turn down sponsors every day because I can't verify they're the very best. You may hear some sponsors on the network itself that I haven't been able to vet, but you hear me endorsing something or you see something we're promoting, I believe in it. And that's why we have the longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So I found them to be the best. We have them discounted there. The books, the videos that I read that I think are important, that I think are very hardcore, we push them. InfoWarsStore.com. That's another way to support the broadcast. But these money bombs have become a very, very important part once a year of getting the word out. So I want to thank all of you for your support. I want to thank all the special guests like George Norrie and David Icke and Mike Adams and so many others that are coming on for all of the great work they've done. See a full list of what's coming up in the next, now it's about 44 hours or so. Of live transmission. I'll be here for over 20 of it, and we've got just an incredible lineup of guest hosts and special reports we haven't even gotten to yet. We're going to come back and take some of your calls. And then once this hour ends, because it won't be on all the AM and FMs, although there are some cable systems that actually pick it up. I know last year they picked it up down in Houston. This will be a lot better than last year because it was mainly me last year for 24 hours. Boy, this time we're going to have fresh people in here for you. We couldn't do it without all of you. So, again, donate. Put your money where your mouth is in the InfoWar to fight these people. Watch the video stream that's up on screen at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and tweet it out to everybody. In fact, during this break, I'm going to tweet asking people to please retweet InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or please retweet this 48-hour video broadcast. That's what we're going to say. And retweet that. It's Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. One of our web guys was actually out today that was supposed to send out the mass email to everyone. We're going to try to get that out to everybody that signed up for the InfoWars Insider, InfoWars.com/newsletter. And please go donate, whether it's $1 or $10,000, because we've done this every year. 100% of the money that comes in for the Money Bomb is spent on equipment and crew. You've seen us launch the show since last year's Money Bomb and hire six more reporters and people. I mean, we're doing it. We need your help. This Money Bomb is critical. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Please donate.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Okay, we are back. Then coming up, when this hour ends, it basically goes commercial free until I'm back at 11 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to continue, but it'll just be special reports and things as the breaks. And we've just got an amazing raft of guests coming up. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can buy books, videos, T-shirts, eBay items, all listed at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. A lot of really cool stuff to fund this operation or make a straight-up donation. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Evan in California, holding like a real trooper while we had all these guests on. Evan, welcome. Thank you.
Man, I made it, brother. Just want to say, first-time caller, long-time listener, and, man, God bless you. Before my questions, I just want to say God bless you for what you're doing, and I've been awake for about a year now. Heavy, and thank you and your staff for helping me open my eyes to help prepare my family for the upcoming trials that America is going to face, whether we do like it or not. But
Walter Jones off air was saying that he thinks it's going to be a total collapse, and he basically said that on air. And he said a lot of people in Congress know that's coming. I mean, look, the government is digging in. And I know we're here in the middle of a depression saying, please donate. That's why we're doing this, so that we know we've got that extra money to help us in the next year get the word out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, definitely, Alex, definitely. And what you're doing, man, is just tremendous to have the moral strength behind you and have the psychological strength just to be able to do what you do, man. God bless you. But you had a caller on earlier that was just talking about their children in school, and my question is I put my daughter into private school because I just don't trust the propaganda and stuff that's going on in public school. But can that kind of influence carry over to a private school or whatnot? I mean, can I tell my friends and my families to not put my child or their child in the position to have the state do as they will with them without my consent?
Well, that's an incredibly important question, and we should do whole shows on it. We have, but to try to answer a weighty question, we put our children in a homeschool academy where 3 days a week, well, 2 days a week, and then 3 days a week, depending on which year it was, they would go to a regular Christian school. Great school, great people, but they were accredited, so they had to have Obama doctrine and literally say, Michelle Obama cares about you, you eat this, and do little things about Michelle Obama. So if it's accredited, it's going to have that. Now, the private schools only halfway implement all this stuff. But they'll get them to that point. It's the public schools are further down the rat hole. I mean, I went to a nice public school in Dallas, and it was absolutely wild, wilder than college. And my parents were naive. They'd grown up in the 50s. Nowadays, it's even crazier. The sex, the drugs, all of it is just out of control. There's two schools of thought. Throw them in that, but educate them about the brainwashing, and then have your children expose the propaganda and fight from within once they get a little bit older. When they're little, they don't know what to do. So you can either be emissaries into the re-education camp and really stir things up when you're there exposing what's really going on. They can be real leaders. So you can either go that route or just keep them completely out. And I would just explain to them history and explain to them about North Korea and Nazi Germany and things, and then show the parallels. I've thought about my wife wanted, she's really smart. She's right. For a decade, we wanted to do children's books that really break down authoritarianism and show them the truth. Show that you can, that's what Aesop fables are for. People think of a fable as something that's not true. Well, these are historical, breakdowns, not really fables, but, a fable is really a story a child can understand that inculcates, hey, when you're walking through the forest in the woods, and if a big bad wolf, that's an analogy for a man, comes up to your 11-year-old daughter, you better get away, honey, okay? Because, men shouldn't be coming up talking to you in the forest. Sure, it's not really a big bad wolf. It's not really a wolf. So it's all it's an allegory. It's the curriculum of that school. But public schools are really scary places now. I mean, they are prison training, state indoctrination centers, in the system's own words.
Yes, I preach that to my brother so much because his son's 2 years old and he's looking for whether just, man, brother, the last thing you want to do is put them in a public school where you do not know what's going to happen until it's too late and they come home and tell you, Dad, this is what I've done. And so that's it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to thank you, Alex, for everything that you've done. I'm definitely Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. Whenever my friends see me coming around now, it's, oh, God, here comes Evan.
Oh, boy, he's worried about the economic collapse, even though it's already happening. God bless you, sir, and thank you. More calls coming up in Sean Stone. We're about to go to break. This is a short segment. But, look, there are still some good teachers. They make it good despite the fact it's meant to be bad. okay? But most schools are there to prey on your kids and give them a record and get them into the system and get them on drugs, legal and illegal. And the most dangerous place to be is in a government training center. I avoid them like the plague. They are the plague. They give people inoculations now without parental consent. The state is criminal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,742.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,785.71, $892.86 for a half ounce, or $446.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,785.71, $892.86, and $446.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very interesting individual about to join us here on air. He's a TV producer, camera guy, movie star, researcher, world traveler. He's got his new third season of Conspiracy Theory with, now with Sean Stone. Tyrell Ventura and Jesse Ventura is going to be hitting the airwaves coming up in early November. What, November 7th, finally, after 9 months of being shelved and articulated by the network. We're going to get his take on that in a moment. World events. He's traveled to Iran, so he can give us his perspective on where this is going. I've seen some signs here that show me it's the closest we've ever been towards this. I'm going to be here transmitting for off and on 48 hours, but we're going to be live the whole time with guest host, special guest, you name it. We're already up here to Sean Stone. Started with Alex Jones, Congressman Walter Jones, Greg Palast, Sean Stone, John Rappaport, Mike Adams, Webster Tarpley, George Norrie, James Wesley Rawls, Linda West, Jakari Jackson, Russell Dowden, Dan Bedanti. They've all got a bunch of guests coming on with them. Sherian Girl, David Icke, Rob Dew, Ask Alex with Christy Hightower, Gerald Celente, Michael Bagnerick, Max Kaiser, Joseph Farah, CNN whistleblower Amber Lyon, Larry Pinckney, a real Black Panther, John B. Wells, of course, syndicated radio talk show host, Darren McBreen, Richard Reeves, David Knight, David Ortiz, a bunch of other guests with Dan Bedanti, Paul Joseph Watson, Lord Christopher Monckton, Joel Skousen, and others. Find the full list at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And, you know, the globalists have done a mind game on people, especially constitutionalists and liberty lovers. They say, oh, you're not supposed to sell books or make films and ever make money for an alternative media. You're supposed to live in a ditch and put a sandwich board on and yell at people. Well, really, I didn't start out 17 years ago intending to become as big as we are. I was angry about attacks on the Second Amendment, attacks on sovereignty, UN-controlled land grabbing in Texas. And I knew a little bit of history, and I understood what was happening. I never imagined I would be the most prominent person in the world after Ron Paul, who's riding off in the sunset, exposing and fighting the private Federal Reserve and things like that. And see, that's why I don't get jealous when Jesse Ventura comes along with and, you know, gets into it. And I helped wake him up along with Tyrell about 8 years ago. I'm glad. I don't go, oh, Sean Stone's on, got a TV show now. You know, he's been into this stuff for decades. Into reality, into not being conned. I get excited by more people being prominent. I get excited by what Ben Swan, the reporter, covering this. We need more people. Plus, that protects us, you know, when there's more leaders out there. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. I don't territorialize this information. And this show is a platform for all of these researchers and activists and different ideas to really try to inform the public and not talk to people at a third grade level either. And just let the truth hang out there in the open against the lies. That's why we're having InfoWars Money Bomb 2012 48-hour transmission that we're now 4 hours into, or 3.5 hours into, technically. 3 hours, 36 minutes, 50 seconds. Because it's listeners demanding, hey, you should have a money bomb. 5 years ago, I said, no, I'm not going to have it. They started it anyways, and were directing it at my website. And I said, okay, I guess I'll do it. And $350,000 came in, and I said, well, I was looking at getting a bigger office. Maybe I'll get an even bigger one and more equipment. Boom. It was just that extra money really, you know, was there to give us the confidence. Sounds like a lot. It's not. $1 million is not a lot when it comes to really trying to create TV studios and get it on air. Just the equipment, the uplinks, the charges, the big file sharing systems. Because now it's not so much even satellite uplinks. But we're going to get that. Free to air to the world, but you have to get several satellites to hit most of the world. It's also these big file sharing systems you've got to subscribe to, and then you put like vignettes up and media and then have it free to air to people, and then you really start hitting big audiences. And then we can tell the listeners, hey, get your station to carry our vignettes or to carry our show or be our local sponsor to get it on local AM and FM stations, the vignettes, or on local TV. We've got a whole plan. And if I put all this equipment in, we won't have any reserves, which is a bad idea. I need basic reserves for a few months to, you know, be able to deal with any types of attacks we might go through, fake lawsuits, whatever the case is. So, again, we need to raise this money, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm going to be here right up until late tonight. Then I'm on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. He's coming up tonight on this transmission. I'll be on his giant transmission. And we're also just so much coming up here. And I want to thank all of you that have donated. But this is history. This is the time to donate. Spread the word. Send the video feed, InfoWars Money Bomb, out to everybody you know. Get a giant audience on top of the huge audience to tune in. The power of the individual is incredible. All right, he's with us a little bit in the next hour. And then we've got John Rappaport joining us. And then Mike Adams comes and sits in for 2 hours ahead of Webster Tarpley. But going to Sean Stone. Sean, it's really great to have you on. Thanks for coming on the broadcast.
I know some of those guys like John Rappaport and Webster Tarpley and David Icke and whatnot, so it's exciting.
Well, it's good to have you, buddy. How's the family doing?
Everyone's good. You know, everyone's working hard. My dad has a new series coming out, a TV series called The Untold History of the United States that airs November 15, around there on Showtime. And actually, that would be interesting to check out because he doesn't maybe go entirely into like the full origin of the empire, but he definitely talks about where this American military imperial complex comes from at the end of the Second World War, the beginning of the Cold War. And so it's a 10-part series, and he deconstructs a lot of the myths about our history that we're taught in schools. And so I think it's a very important series for everyone to watch and to think twice about what we're being taught, and that it'll get us to the present day.
Are you kidding? I mean, I should have brought that up. I remember a couple of years ago when he started this, that the establishment tried to go after him because he said, Hitler's a bad guy, but you're going to get the rest of the story, which we all know is that the West actually funded him. I mean, I'm just guessing because I know your dad will follow reality. And it's good to see him get back to his roots. He's done so many avant-garde, hardest-hitting historical films that really changed the landscape of the world, like JFK and others. Natural Born Killers is a commentary on TV. When I was young and saw it, I thought it was just violent. I didn't get. Now that I've seen it again, it's a total commentary on how they are basting us in violence to destroy our minds. And then he's done some other films that are entertaining but haven't been as political. I'm very excited about that coming. And, you know, I've never asked you this, but I'll ask it on air. Maybe you can get your dad to come on right before that series comes out with you, because I would love to talk about that.
I will ask them to do it. I'll ask, it obviously has to do with the PR, who's running the PR, but if they're open to it, of course, it'd be great to have him on. And he'll talk about, it's been a 4-year journey for him. I worked with him as an editor on it for about 1 year of those 4 years. So you can imagine it's a tremendous undertaking, but history is tough. You want to get it right. And he's also got a book that's being published in conjunction with the films. So it's Oliver Stone's Untold History of the United States with Peter Kuznick as the co-author. Kuznick is an American University history professor. So the two of them are issuing the book simultaneously.
Well,
so
wild horses couldn't drag me away. In fact, time compresses. It was 4 years ago they attacked him. Seems like 5 minutes ago. Briefly, before we get into the new TV show, some of the other things you're working on, your take on Iran and the fact that they're now cutting them off cable and satellite in Europe. They haven't done that before. That means, the three aircraft carriers are lining up. This could be the big one. Sean Stone joins us. Son of Oliver Stone, filmmaker in his own right, and really a powerful contributor, co-host, co-guide in the new Jesse Ventura, Sean Stone, Tyrell Ventura show coming out, what is it, November 7th? But let's get back into that. Going from memory, give us a sneak peek, as much as you can tell us, about your dad's new series that you also worked on, some of the things that are covered.
An important point that it's the point of departure is really that FDR's death at the end of the Second World War, and the fact that Henry Wallace, who was his vice president until 1944, when the Democratic party bosses, basically forced Truman in at this convention, and it's very conspiratorial the way that it was done to get Truman to become the vice president. So when FDR dies, Truman takes over, and he puts us in this trajectory, which is to ally with the British Empire. And that was not FDR's policy. FDR was very much steering the road between the Russians and the British, weary of both, but able to handle Stalin, and Stalin trusted him fundamentally. So, we never were supposed to follow this British Imperial Cold War policy of fighting the Russians, so-called. And, the point of departure for the series is the dropping of the atomic bomb was the first shot of the Cold War. As a warning to the Russians not to intervene in the Japanese theater and not to basically challenge the West in any kind of traditional form of combat. So it's, it begins there, and then it goes through this whole expansion of the military-industrial complex, the insane proportions that we're at now, what over 60% of our fiscal year budgets are, devoted to military purposes and expenditures. And so he just talks about how this escalation has completely bankrupted us, as well as why, the motivation for it.
Now, memory blurs, and then we'll get off this subject, but I am intrigued by it because I remember going, wow, like 4 years ago. Oh, they're going to make this series. Wow, that'll be really powerful because Oliver Stone does amazing research with his team. But I remember that criticism when he said, yeah, Hitler was bad, but, you know, we're going to tell the rest of the story. And the media seemed real scared by that and tried to spin it. But I know the real history, so I'm guessing you guys went there. But it's on record British intelligence and others funded Hitler. They didn't really control him, but they funded him knowing he would wreck things so they could pose as saviors. I mean, is that covered in the series?
It should be part of it. I mean, it was at the time that I was working on it. I'm not sure to what extent. You know, each episode obviously has to have a narrative and covers a lot of ground. So I'm not sure how much detail they get into, but definitely it talks about especially the American bankers, financiers that were involved in the rise of the Nazi Party. And also, you know, the fact that FDR really was opposed to that faction and, you know, investigating them, especially the Rockefellers, people like this, you know, he's constantly...
Sure, the McCormick-Dick State Committee. I mean, this is all on record, just nobody knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not like it's your dad's opinion. I mean, it's, you know...
No, exactly. And the point is Anthony Sutton wrote about it, and then you had guys like Loftus, John Loftus, and then Ahrens with their books, The Secret War Against the Jews, talk about this stuff. So people who know that era understood that FDR was very much anti-Nazi, but also very suspicious of the British Empire, and told his sons. One of the big contributions I made to the series was to get my dad to look at the Elliot Roosevelt, who's FDR's son,
wow,
confidant of his, to look at his book where the father tells his son, the British are going to be our big problem after the war. Because this the empire that they have, you know, why do we talk about the Russian Empire? The Cold War is about the Russian Empire, which is nothing compared to the British Empire at the end of the Second World War. The British and French Empire controls over a quarter of the globe, and they're saying we have to fight the Russians over Poland. I mean, this, you know, what kind of propaganda are you dealing with? I mean, we still believe this in our history books, that we're fighting the Russians over Poland, and the British and the French control over a quarter of the world, of the planet, as colonies. So, you see, that's the kind of subject matter that he gets into in the series.
All right, well, I didn't mean to digress into that, but it's absolutely intriguing. So your dad's TV show is coming out right around the same time your TV show is coming out. Now, obviously, you know, they had two series before, two seasons. I was in those. Very excited to hear that you were one of the main reporters in the new one. Had a great time working with you guys. Very exciting and informative topics. But then for 9 months, the edit disappeared. I mean, what really happened there, and do you have any inside baseball on what to expect?
I don't. I have any idea how they cut this series, to be honest. It really was cut and recut, and the storylines kept being reformulated. I'm not quite sure why I have the series. You know, the season's going to be exciting because we take it into a little bit more of the X-Files, the supernatural realm. You know, we deal with things like Skinwalker Ranch, in Utah, which we visited, and we delve into the reptilian story with, you know, David Icke appearing. We delve into time travel and other, you know, much more mysterious side of the overall conspiracy. And so that, you know, that's part of the reason why I was brought on. And then, as you said, there's 9 months that elapsed, and we, frankly, for the most part, we didn't even know if they were going to air the series. They were consistently putting new guys on the show as showrunners, you know, producers. So at the end of the day, we'll see how they cut it, and we'll see what comes out from it. But hopefully, you know, people will get a taste into our investigation, which is very difficult to prove. I mean, once you start entering that supernatural realm of reptilians and fourth dimensional existence, and, you know, the base at the Dulce, which is an underground base, I mean, how do you access that thing? You know, first of all, how do you prove it's there, and then how do you access it? So this was a frustration that I felt for sure as a researcher, wanting to always push it to another level, and then obviously being restrained by legality and the danger of, you know, breaking.
Sure, and aren't you a Rhodes Scholar, or you went to England, didn't you?
I did go to Oxford for 2 terms, but that was just a transfer student. No, I wasn't.
I was just going from memory here, but I mean, you've told me some pretty interesting stories about that, but I mean, we could do a TV show about you, but you'll never tell, will you?
Well, I'll tell you some things.
Well, you did tell me some things, and you know I won't say, but I sure wish you'd tell us on air, but I never mind.
We have no. I mean, actually, I mean, the essence of what we're talking about, like with the supernatural. Remember, when I came on your show the first time was 2 years ago to talk about Greystone, which is a mental hospital that they used to run MK Ultra programs in that place, and it's abandoned now. And I, you know, Alex Wraith, who's my co-star and co-writer of this film, Greystone Park, it's finally out now, actually. It's out on DVD, on Blu-ray, and on demand on YouTube.
Oh, I want to see that. I mean, you sent us a video today, too, and I wasn't sure we'd get to it, but I think we will play that, because the elite does believe in the occult, and I've hung out with you quite a bit. You really believe the stuff you've told me privately, and then you told me about some other stuff that I actually know is true. So it's just, I mean, you know, how much of reality do we know about?
A fraction. I was listening to an interview with Madonna with Kurt Loder on MTV back in the 90s, about 96, 97. And she says, you know, there's sorcerers in this room right now. And he goes, he kind of like pauses, like, where, you know, where? And she's just like, you know, you only see like less than 1% of reality. Our minds are programmed, you know, neurologically. We're like computers on sleep mode. We pick out patterns, and then we sort of put those patterns into context that's familiar to us. But when it comes to the things that we call supernaturally, apparitions or the sounds and the things that relate to the demonic realm or jinn realm, or this is respected in other cultures, and it's obviously known in the Catholic Church, or it's known about, you know, in Islam, it's known about in any religious context. But in our materialistic realm, we've forgotten about it. So I obviously wanted to explore it much more, and I have the last 3 years, and that's Greystone is a film that I think it'd be interesting to watch, because we put some initiatory symbols into it, including the all-seeing eye, including the Baphomet goat heads. And I think in the journey, you'll start to see that we do live in a reality that's beyond three dimensions.
By the way, one of my friends, Daryl Rundis, he showed me these cards that have like basic text, but then it will take a word out. But you will automatically put the word in yourself when you're reading it. And that's the essence of programming. They know those templates. I've studied the elite as well. They actually are all obsessed with the occult. They want us to be atheists because they want us totally blind to it. They're obsessed with it. They just don't want us to even know it exists.
Exactly, and that's why my job is trying to make a film like Greystone Park and then other films like this is to open up the eye, the third eye, which we all have, so we can all become illuminated in a sense, not the Illuminati point of view of control, but to awaken our own senses and to become aware that we are living, as David Icke talks about.
Sure, they always create a counterfeit. It's like you can't use any symbol because they've taken it, but those aren't their symbols. Those are God's symbols. Those are universal symbols they've expropriated. We'll be right back with Sean Stone, Straight Ahead. We're going to air this amazing video. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
About 20 minutes in the next hour, that investigative journalist John Rappaport's joining us on one of the biggest, most important stories out there, period. We go commercial-free here in about 5 minutes, except for special reports we're going to be airing so our host and guests can take breaks, and some of them are premiere reports. We're going to go for 48 hours. We'll be back to the regular radio show, 11 a.m. Central, tomorrow. But, I mean, we're going in through and beyond. You know, we were talking, Sean, even if people, again, don't believe in the occult, the elite does. And, you know, at Bohemian Grove, they've got four or five different religions, Egyptian, Babylonian, Greek, Roman, Faustian, Druidic, so I guess that's six, and they compress them all. And some of these modern occultists, you know, kind of kids, they see my documentaries, they go, he's calling it Moloch and then Lilith. How can it be two things? They don't get everything with the Illuminati, not just in history, but in what they do is multi-sided, multifaceted, really three to four to five dimensional, but breaking that down, in essence, we're going to play the clip coming up that you sent us here, an exclusive. What is the Illuminati at its essence? I mean, is it Egyptian?
That's the question. As I understand it, most of the Western Illuminati is based on more Egyptian practices, which is Egyptian witchcraft, but not witchcraft. I mean, it's what we call witchcraft. It's their priest. Past, you know, Moses was part of that. Remember, Moses was trained by the priests of Egypt, and before he takes his knowledge and creates the modern, you know, Jewish tradition. Then there's the Babylonian, which is basis of Kabbalah, and obviously Abraham comes from that one of those lines. There's a lot of influence from Babylon in modern day Iran. If you know, having been to Iran, I can tell you there's a lot of magic that's still practiced, whether or not they're conscious of it, you can feel it in the energy of the land.
Well, you've seen it in the news where they're claiming Ahmed Dinejeed is involved in it.
Yeah, I know the Jingir, actually, that they claimed was, the Jingir is the person who connects the jinns, which we call genies or demons or whatnot, but they're not all bad, by the way. And that Jingir told me he does not work with Ahmedinejad, as has been claimed he does. But he does communicate to them, and that's pre-Islamic. It goes back to Zoroastrianism. It goes back to, like, the Magi, right, of Chaldea. And so the thing is that you're talking about various understandings of a different world. And so from one point of view, it's an alien. It's an alien entity. It's reptilian, for example, maybe. And just another form, it's Lyran, or different star systems. Because remember, these entities, in Islam, they call them all jinn. But we know that they have different origins. I mean, if they come from the Pleiades star systems, you know, and they look like Jesus Christ, that can have one formulation. If they look reptilian and they're from the Draconian star system, and they trace themselves to that, we call them reptilians. But the point is that we're in a universe that's alive, that, like Men in Black, let's say. And that's... I believe it. I've come to believe it. I definitely researched it.
Well, I'll say this. I don't really go there, but occasionally have guests on that do, because you can't prove it one way or the other. I can't get people to admit TSA's running checkpoints on the highways when it's on the news, or that cancer viruses are in almost all the major vaccines when it's a fact, or that they're shooting kids up with vaccines without parental consent, which is illegal. So certainly, but I know this, the elite, every time I get to the final door, they are a bunch of Prometheus. That is Illuminati religion right there. If I want to go to break and get your take, start now on Prometheus. I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you have. But that film, when I saw the script before it came out, that is really what the highest Illuminati believe. They, I mean, for them, it's interdimensional stuff. Your comment on that?
Yeah. Again, you know, it's so complex. And at the same time, I don't believe the Illuminati are all evil. I don't take it as all Masons are evil and all illuminated Masons or any of these secret societies. They're not all evil. I think there's a higher agenda at play, and there's a higher order, and it's up to us, every human being, to start to wake up your third eye, your inner third eye, to see beyond the illusions that are being played, because otherwise we're being played as puppets and we're playing into the drama. Only when we demand our own authenticity and to know beyond what they're showing us, that's when we start to change the script.
All right, stay there. 20 more minutes. Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 48-hour transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.